سیمن تاپایی شاید باید معصومیم و مطاویم به خمکیم میخواه پیدی کسره مستلیم خسیم خمکیم به اصومیم به حسب بیتن سا خمکی ایز آسیا به حسب بیتن او مطاویم بستی از ملاخه ملاخه ایز مترس دنیدی منوشیم شلوی لعصه اسم الله به ای چنده ریز دوکیس سا ناشین هبی کستم ناتو دم الله از لونگ از دخانکی کندلز ار برنین سا بیش میشه این ویشه این لها کبه بیکاز از ورم همتاریم و اخیر نیگی بویسیا ایزان لحظه بفنه ریبو حسوده ایست شمار بین بهم همسور ساقشوز شوی کافو میمیشده و رسیم خود سا خمی که سا دتکان وزان می دتیسا سبست و ریتن ایست یفتو ایمار بکنه ایست and Hallel, we have to say Hallel, but there is no Chiyuv of Simcha. So in Meile, the Suda is that we make an Chanukah in Suda Sorishus. B'yesh Emrin, Ramo says, Yesh Ktsas Simcha, Ktsas Mitzvah, in Ribu HaSudas. That there is, it is, to a certain extent, in Suda's Mitzvah. Not because of Nes Chanukah. As far as Nes Chanukah is concerned, so the Chachamim were not misakin Simcha, but Mishum Dibeis and Ayomim Oyo Chanukah Samizbeach. For another reason, because the Chanukah Samizbeach took place in those days. Now, two Chanukah Samizbeach took place. One Chanukah Samizbeach was in the Midbar, so actually the Mishkan was finished Bichopei Kislev and it was it was Hukam Nissen because Yitzchok is near Nissen so there is a Medrash the Tamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olai Lishalim Likislev Lishilim Lechanukas Beis Hashmonoi so that's one Chanukas Hamigdosh that took place on Chofei Kislev in the Midbar. And then when the Yevonim entered the Samigdash, they contaminated the Samigdash. So then when Hashmonaim attained the victory, so they had to rededicate the Samigdash. They had the Chanukas Hamigdash they had. So the two Chanukas Hamigdash. So it is a Suda's Mitzvah according to the Ramon, not because of Nes Chanukah, but because of the Chanukah Samizdeah. Now the Roshna Rambam means that the Chachomim were Misakin, Simcha, and Chanukah. And the Rambam is Mashma, there is Ksa Simcha. On Chanukah because of the Nes Chanukah. So the Niyagim Leima as Miris Vitishbocheis V'Yisudei Shemarbim Bohem V'Yos Have Yisudas Mitzvah. So in other words, if we are made, if we say Yisudeis Miris Vitishbocheis in the Suda, then it becomes Yisudas Mitzvah because any Suda, if you say Yisudas Mitzvah, to the Rebbeinu Shalom in the Yisudas Mitzvah. Yesh emrim sheyesh lachol gvino b'chaniko lifi shanes nase b'cholo sheachilo Yehudis eso eye. So Yehudis was the daughter of Yechon and King Godel. And then the Yevonim, they decreed that the Bnei Yisrael should be contaminated. So she was machil, the leader of the Greeks, of the Syrian Greeks. So we followed, and then she killed him. So because of that, there is a minhag to eat vino b'chanukah. In haspidim bohem el lechochom b'fonov. So that hespet is osea, but it amit chochem b'fonov, so is muta. Ve'inisanim yim shemeiz bi'or bo'eim. V'tayim ischolim b'chanukah ayin li'il simen tov kuf samaches yipei. So there it's mentioned that the time is holding, if somebody fasts on Hanukkah, he has to be aged, time is litanise, like fasting on Shabbos. So that means that it's really osea. Why does he have to fast a time is litanise if somebody fasts the time is holding on Shabbos? Because really it should be osea. But why is it osea? Because we call also the Shabbos Emir. But the Lashon HaRambam means that if royally tiny sra in nafshi aguma, so he'll have a less of an emic Shabbos if he doesn't fast. Since nafshi aguma is very sad and upset that Baruch the Halei Ra, so Mamele he'll have more of a seventh Shabbos if he doesn't fast, but actually it should be osea. So on Hanukkah, if somebody fasts a tiny scholar, and he also has to be a tiny litanisi. Uliyam tzidikadin, ayin liyo yilchas v'shchedesh v'agoye. So there it's mentioned that Amos says that any day on which we don't say tachnon, so there is no tzidik, we don't say tzidik. Yokas near Hanukkah. Bafiloni Hamispanis in Azdoke, Sheol and Echach to say, Likeach Shemen Lehadrik. Now, this is mentioned in the Mishneh in connection with Arba cases. So the Mishneh in Sochem says, respect all the cases, so even the poorest man in Israel has to bow shemen, or even ask for tzedakah, a donation of shemen. Now, that doesn't apply to all mitzvahs, because by all mitzvahs one is not mechuyev to spend a hein rav. Let's say, even if he is rich, he is not obligated to spend more than one-tenth of his nechosim according to Rabbi Yeruchem, or more than one-fifth of his nechosim according to the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh in Peye, but he's not mechuyev to spend a hein rav on mitzvahs. Mashein kin ligabei arba cases, the Mishneh mentions a unique aloche, that even if he has to go ala psochim and collect, he's mechuyev to go ala psochim and collect in order to have arba cases. Why is arba cases unique? Why is arba cases unique? Because in arba cases there is persuma nisei. You demonstrate chaos by drinking arba cases. So mineile, the same aloche, the Rambam, applies to Neir Hanukkah. Neir Hanukkah also involves Pesum HaNisi. So any mitzvah where it is essential, a key mitzvah of Pesum HaNisi, so Yamechuyev even to be Mechazal HaPsochim in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah. But the Gemara doesn't mention it in respect to Neir Hanukkah. The Gemara mentions a similar aloche in respect to Arba cases. But the Rambam applies it to Mechanike and the Shulchan Aruch also. So Tzorech Lizoya Meid Ba'Adlokas Neres Chanike ואפילוני המזבנס מן הזדוקת, שיהיה לו מייחר כסוסי, וניקח שמן להדליק. כמה נורס מדליק, בלילה הראשון מדליק אחד. So, in the first night, so the Ikachiyov is, even if he has a big family, let's say he has a wife and 10 children, so a family of 12 to get all together, so he's only Mechuyev to be Madlik, one year, the first night and even the eighth night, that's the Ikachiyov. But the Chachamim were Misakein, Mahadrim and Mahadrim Naha Mahadrim. Mahadrim Naha Mahadrim. So the price in Shabbos, in the Madlikin says, that Mitzvos Hanukkah Neir Ishu Beise. So the Ikar Chiyuv is one Neir every night for the whole family, as long as in the house there is one Neir Doluk every night, so he's Mikayim his Chiyuv. The Amadrin Manit Madlikin Neir L'Cholecho Deachot. And one who wants to be Mehadeya, so he has to be Madlik, a Neir for each member of the household. In other words, if he has a wife and 10 children, so altogether it's 12 in the family, so he's Madlik 12 Neiris. The Minig, that's established by the Ramo Institute, the Ramo, is not so from the way it was originally, so only the Balabais was Madlik Neiris, but the Balabais was Madlik as many Neiris corresponding to the members in the family, But the Ramo instituted the Minig that instead of the Balabais being the only one to be Madlik, and the Balabais being Madlik as many Neiris as there are members in the family, so each member of the family was Madlik. Except one thing, the wife is not Madlik. So the wife is not Madlik. So why is the Minig that the wife is not Madlik? If the Balabais says a girl, a daughter, then she is Madlakis. But the wife herself is not Madlik. So the Rav Miri says, because Ishti Kigufe, so if the husband is Madlik, so it's considered as if the wife was also Madlakis. So that's the Lashon HaGemara. And Neir Hanukkah, Mitzvos Hanukkah, Neir Ishu Beise. והמדרין מדליקים נר לכל אחד ואחד. בין והמדרין מן המדרין ינרישי מדליק אחד, מכאן ואילך, so there is the מחלקת ושמה עם דיסילל, of course we passed on like דיסילל, so מכאן ואילך is מייסי ואילך. So the second night is מדליק 2, and the eighth night is מדליק 8 נרס. So there is a מחלקת between Tesvus and the Rambam in the Pshat in Mahadrim Namadrim. So the Mahadrim is Madlikim Neir L'chol Echad V'Echad, and the Mahadrim Namadrim, according to B'Shilel, is Meisi V'Eilich. The first night one candle, and the second night two candles, and the eighth night eight candles. So according to the Rambam, the Mahadrim Namadrim includes the Mahadrim also. I mean, what is the Mahadrin? The Mahadrin is Neir L'chol Echad V'Echad. So Mahadrin in Amadrin, so Neir L'chol Echad V'Echad, so if there are, let's say, 10 members in the household, so the eighth night, he is Madlik 80 Neiris, or as our meaning is, every member of the household is Madlik 8 Neiris, on the Neire, altogether in total, it's 80 Neiris. That's the Rambam Shit Pshat. In other words, the Mahadrin includes the Mahadrin also. But Teis Veshite is no. If you do the Mahadrin and Mahadrin, then you don't do, the Mahadrin. Then you don't do the Mahadrin. And so one excludes the other. So here, let's see how the Mechada passes. Kamon Eris Madlik, Bilayla Rishim Madlik Echot. Mikan Veilich, Meisi Veilich. That's the Mechadrin Mechadrin. Bichol Lailo, Ashad, Lilachim, Yiyo, Shmeino, Vafilim Rabin Meabais. So the Nisikelim point out here it's remarkable. Usually the Mechaber paskins like the Rambam, and then there are more many times. So we'll paskin like Tesvis. But here, according to the Rambam, the Mahadrim and Amhadrim includes the Mahadrim also, and Mahadrim also, but according to Tesvis, it excludes the Mahadrim. So if you do like the Mahadrim, Yamesi Veilech, then you're not madlik a candle for each person. So the eighth night, if you do like the Mahadrim and Mahadrim, you're madlik just 8 candles, even if you have 10 members in the household. That's like Tesfes. So that's a little strange. I mean, the Mahadrim usually passes like Rambam. So, well, the Rambam doesn't say exactly that way. The Rambam says that the Abayis is madlik as many candles as there are members in the household. And then he's messy. But the Rambam modified it. Instead of the Abayis being madlik as many candles as there are members in the household, so each member of the household is madlik, and then he's Nisi Veila. So in total we have the same result, but the manner in which it is done is different. So this can point out that here the Mechaber paskins. The Mechaber paskins like the Isres, Vafilin Rabin Neabais Ladif Yeser, and the Ramor, who usually paskins like the Isres, paskins like the Rambam. So that's strange. The Yeshemin, the Holechon Neabais Yadu, the Chain Aminega Peshut, the Yizuaru Litain, Kolechot, the Echot Nereso, the Mokin Yuchet, Kideishi Heker, Kamoneris Madrid. Ein Aleph, Sid Gimel. Neya sheyesh lei shtei pies, ilei bishvil shnayim. Suppose a candle has 2 wicks, so then two individuals can be mekayim the mitzvah. Milei kor shemen, the kipa psileis, if somebody filled up a bowl with oil, and then he put in a number of wicks, imkopolakli kol psilo elo bishvil nirechot. If, let's say, he put a cover on the wicks, and the cover has a number of holes, so that each wick is penetrates through the hole, so then it's considered as a separate neya. Lui kolo kopolo kli, but suppose he did not put a kele with many holes, so that each wick will be pulled through the hole, so then it burns like a torch. All the wicks burn together. The fire collides, the fire of 1 week collides with the fire of the other week. So then it's a torch. and there is a special halacha in the Chanukah, you cannot be yitzir with the torch. So, leikopolikli apilu linirechad in here, the fish you can do. The lochein yesh lizoya lhamid an here is bishura bishobe, loy be eagle, the havoc can do it. So because of that, so the neiris should not be placed one close to the other, because the fire of one will collide with the fire of the other. So then it will be like a door, like a torch, and like a blaze, so no one will be ate. Umutal hadlik bipamute ishakirim lumpe. It's lamp. Me'acha shekol ne'ya muvdu habim ha'beirai. And the fire of one cannot, is protected by glass that covers it. So the fire of one cannot collide with the fire of the other. So that's all right. Be'izoi yizaru kishayisim ne'yais. Afilo bishavo. When you light and candles, even if it's a wax candle, she'enli dofkom biyachad uladlikon, that they shouldn't be placed together. They have a kimduo, because then the fire of one might collide with the fire of the other. Afil b'neiri shel Shabbos v'yontet yizaro sheloi la'asaskei. Even neiri Shabbos v'yontet, so you should be careful not to place the candles together. Now the question is raised against the Ramor. Bishleim eligabi Chanukah, there is a special aloha that with the torch you cannot be eitzer, with the abuka and the door you cannot be eitzer. But by Shabbos you can, there is no aloha that with the torch and the abuka and the door you cannot be eitzer. So what's wrong for near Shabbos Yom Tov? So the Be'er aloha mentions, I mean, this is from the Azura. So he looked up in the Azura. The Azura says, if you put the wax candles together, then they might start melting, and then they might even be extinguished. They might even fall down. So the reason is not because of Avuko. By Chanukah, so the time is because of Avuko. But by Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is another time, because they start melting together and then they might even be extinguished. So that means that by Chanukah we shouldn't do it for two reasons. First of all, because it's Avuko, and then because it might result in melting and in the extinction of the candles. Nechanukah manichei al Pesach ha-somuch l'Rishul Sarab. Nechanukah, so the mitzvah of the Sumenise is to put it al Pesach ha-somuch l'Rishul Sarab. In Bachutz, in Abayis posuach l'Rishul Sarab. So manichei al Pesach. So if the bais opens to the Rishus Rabbi, then he puts the Nechanukah on the Pesach Hasomuch Rishus Rabbi. Din yish chotzorit nea bais, suppose the house doesn't open in the Rishus Rabbi, but the door to the house is in the courtyard, and first you have to enter the courtyard, and then in the courtyard you have houses, so then he should leave it. So the biggest person in Nisa would be to leave it on the Pesach HaChotzer. V'imo yedo ba'aliye she'in lo Pesach Pesuach Rishus Rabin. Now this applies to the days when the Jews lived by themselves, not among goyim, in Eretz Yisrael, so they could do it. I mean, today you couldn't do that. V'imo yodo ba'aliye. Now all of us are do ba'aliye. If we live on the aliye, and then there is a window that faces the Rishus Rabin, שאין לי פסח פסוח לשיש רבי, מניחי בחלין הסומך לשיש רבי. So that's the way we do it today. We put it on the windowsill that faces the Rishus Rabbi. If there is a window that faces the Rishus Rabbi. So, ובשעס הסכונה, שאין הרשוי לקיים המצווה, מניחי על שולחוני בידי. So he will not have a personal nise in respect to the pedestrians, but that's the best he could do, so he'll have the personal nise in respect to the אנשי הבית. יצורך נראה אחר להשתמש לערב. But if he puts the mechanike on the table, so and in those days they were משתמש by the light of the candle, so memele, so he has to have another candle to the משתמש לערב. אם יש מדרו, so he can mishtamish le'ire by the light of the fire of the blaze, so he doesn't have to set up another candle by the light of which he'll be mishtamish. In tzorech ne'ach, b'im wadim choshul, she'im da'ke l'ishtamish le'iram duro, if he is a dignified person, and he is not mishtamish by the light of the blaze, but only by the light of the candle, so then, even though he has a midor, so he's tzorech neyach. Simen Tov Reish Ben Aleph. See the riot. Mitzvah. No, I'm sorry. Sifei. Mechanike, no, we learn. Sifei, we learn. Sibob. Maniche limaile megimu tvach. He has to set up the mechanike more than 3 tvachim from the ground. Because if it is so low, it's within gimu tvachim itself. So then it's not nicker, there's no personist. Umitzvah la niche limato miyut vochen. And the mitzvah muderes is to set it up limato miyut vochen. Di niche limaila miyut vochen yotza. Avo lima niche limaila mechavamo is lo yotza. There is no kina mitzvah because the mailo mes the mamo, so the eye doesn't even notice it. Some mailo there is, so there is no kashimanise. Batu lokha kar beluk, the yinicho limato michot, no yotzo, that loke is a mitzvah. Suppose he's magic the nail, yeah? In Milo Mechopam, he lights it. In Milo Mechopam. And then he puts it Limato Mechopam. So he's not the kind of mitzvah. Because we pass like the Mandoma that has locked the mitzvah. So that means that it's the Hadroke that makes it into in Echanik. מצווה להניחי בטפח הסמוך לפסח בסמאו. So, when he puts it near the door, so he should put it בטפח הסמוך לפסח מסמאו. Why מסמאו? Because the mezuzah is מימין. So he should have another mitzvah מסמאו. כדי שיצוזה מימין ומחנקה מסמאל. ואם אין מזוזה בפסח, for some reason, there is no מזוזה בפסח, so then he's מניחה למין, because the mean is perfect, except ordinarily there is מזוזה מימין on the right side. So we have to have on each side a half of the mitzvah. the Michi Videlis Asmei, suppose he says it up on the door, Yanichene Nechetshi Shel Knise Litzatzmei, Mir Bizman Hazeh, Shekulonu Madritim Bifnim, Beineke Alibni Rishus Arabim Klal. So, in the time of the Ramo, apparently, they didn't have the practice as we have today, that we are madlit on the windowsill, and the windowsill faces the Rishus Arabim. So then there is a hekeah to the pedestrians, and also to the people who live across the street. So, but in the time of the Ramo, for some reason, they were madlit inside, not on the windowsill, so, and not on the door facing the Rishus Arabim. So they in hekeah with the Rishus Arabim klal, in lochish kolkach, in the madlitim the tepach hasomuch l'pesach. When is the aloch at tepach hasomuch l'pesach? If you set up the menorah in the door, but in the time of the Ramo you didn't set it up in the door. Of course today we set it up also on the windowsill, on the windowsill. And so it's the same thing, so there is no union of tepach hasomuch l'pesach. And the kolmokin haminek lehadlik b'tefach hasomuch l'pesach k'moi b'meyem b'meyem b'ein lishanei elo inkin rabin me'abayis sh'odit yeiseh. In other words, the minigi lehadlik b'tefach hasomuch l'pesach, in other words, to set it up near the door of the house, near the door of the house. So since they didn't have the practice of setting it up on the windowsill, the facing the Rishus Arabim, so Mimele the Mineg was to set it up on the door of the house, on the door of the house. But today that we are able to set up the Mechanike on the windowsill, and then there will be a heke out with the Rishus Arabim and the people who live across the street in another building. So of course that is preferable than setting up the Neir Hanukkah on the door of the house. Ve'im lishanit, elohim kin rabim, pnei abayis, sh'odit yeisal hadlik, kol echod, inokim yuchet, milarev aniris biyachat, ve'im hekeah, kamoniris madlikim. So certainly today, that we are able to set up the menorah and the windowsill, and there is a hekeah to all the Rishus Arabim, so of course that's preferable to setting up the menorah on the door of the house. So the hekeah, there is no hekeah for the Rishus Arabim. יזהרו שלא להדליק במוקים שמדליקים הניריס כל השונו כי עוז לא יהיה הקה כלל even if the hekah. So for some reason the times of the Ramo, so they were madlik inside, they were madlik inside because they couldn't set it up in such a way there should be a hekah for the Rishus Arabim. So they didn't have a window seals facing the Rishus Arabim and on the door to the Rishus Arabim because of the going, so they couldn't do it. So they are madlik inside. But today, of course, the best way is to set up the menorah on the windowsill. So, kol mokim yizharu shelo yehadlik b'mokim shemadlikim haneiris kol hashono ki oz lo yihyeh hekeah klal b'ach כי אין הקה רק מי הבייס, וכל מוקים הקה קצת מי הבוי. So, even if we are madlik it inside, so we should, it should be set up in such a way, there will be a הקה, בכל הפוחס, כי מי הבייס. ובביס הכנסס, מניחי בקיסל דורם, כי Ki neis ha-meodah, is it always safer, as the Mishneh Berurah points out. It says here, the case of this Akneses Mamlicha, the case of Dorem, Oy B'Dorem Mamlio. So there is a choice safer, and it should be corrected. Ki neis ha-meodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, there is a minhag that dates back to the days of the game, even though death is not an integral part of the Takonas Chachamim. But it dates back to the days of the game, to the early game, that in every shul, so we have to be Maglis Nerechon. That's an extra kill of the Sunnis. So it's a Nisek Yumis and it's a minhag. So where should he set up the menorah in the shul? So the menorah in the shul, he should set up the Kesel Doren, if possible. The Kineres HaMeor of the Beis HaMikdash. Now the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, so he says, Umisadron in Mizrach HaMayot. It's Mizrach HaMayot. So there's a Machlekes HaNoim in Noches. How were the Neres HaMeor in the Beis HaMikdash set up? Whether between Mizrach and Mayer, whether between Mizrach and Mayer, or between Tzofen and Doren. So most Rishonim pasken by the Tane that the Neres HaMeor were arranged in Mizrach and Mayer, but the Rambam pasken, like the Tane, that it was arranged in Tzofen Lidon. So, umivorchim libis haknesses mishum pirsum en nisim. In other words, and we can make a bracha, because this is like Hallel, Rish Chodesh, or Chalameyet Pesach. So, it's also in the name, but there is a kima mitzvah for sum en nisim. It's not just the kima mitzvah of fulfilling the minhag. It's a mitzvah kiyumis of shvach v'idoye. So there are more paskins that we say bracha. And in regard to Neres Chanukah in the shul, so then even the Mechaber paskins that we both in the Beis HaKnesses Mishum Pirsum HaNiseh, because even though the Chachamim were not Misakein as a Mitzvah Yudis, but as a Mitzvah Yudis it is, even without the Minei, so it is a Mitzvah Yudis. So Meneire, even the Mechaber paskins that we are Mibor. Then when Yeitze, the Neirei Shel Beis HaKnesses, suppose he happens to be, a certain person happens to be the Gabbai in the shul, and he was Maglis Neirei, so he cannot say, he doesn't have to be Maglis Neirei at all. So, Then when Yeitze, the Neirei Shel Beis HaKnesses, the Tzorech La'arve or Lahadlik Yedeis, the Neagim Lahadlik Beis HaKnesses, the Mincha Lemayer. So the minhag is to be madlik between Minche and Mayer. So in other words, because even those who are made in the house to be madlik in Neres Chanukah after Pesach Chagim, but in shul, the minhag is, the universal minhag is to be madlik between Minche and Mayer. Yesh neyagim lehadlik b'Erev Shabbos k'de mincha v'im reitzim l'mayer. So because of Teisa Shabbos, so they want to be madlik when it's real early. So they are madlik k'de mincha v'im reitzim l'mayer l'ispale l'acha shabir chashatz להדליק יחדמם, יוכל השמש להדליק הנשורים והשליח ציבור יספר. תיים א', סיפחה. Hotzeh sheyesh lebeis psochim mebeis ruches tzorech lehadlik b'shtein if the hotzeh. And now we're doing the case where he puts the nechanike at the door, at the gate of the hotzeh that he's facing the Rishit Rabbi. So suppose the hotzeh has two gates. One gate faces one direction and the other gate faces another direction. So tzorech lehadlik b'shtein mipnei achshad. Not misadika mitzvahs of nechanike, but the people, the pedestrians, will pass by, let's say in the dorem door, they will not know that he has a nechanike at the mizrach door, so they'll think he doesn't light in nechanike, so they'll be shot. Because of that, he has to do it. In these apsochim b'rach echot, v'in gibayis echot, daily echot neher. Then there is no shot. Be madlik be beis tzochim in yivorech ak ve'echod me'er. Now we're up to simen tot rei shayim beis. Zman adlokas me'echanik. Now the Roshan Agmore in Shabbos is mitzvahs chanike mishetishka achamah. Now, what does it mean, Mishetishka Achama? So, there are several shittas. There are three shittas. One shitta is that it means, and that's mashma, the Loshon Rambam. The Aloha also says, that's the Loshon Rambam. Even though it's not explicitly spelled out by the Rambam, that Mishetishka Achama means, Wafui Kol Shtir. What we call the sunset, when the sun sets below the horizon. What we call sunset. So that's in Mishtishkacha. Now, then there is the shite of the tour that Mishtishkacha means Tzeisak Echobi. Now, what Tzeisak Echobi? There are two kinds of Tzeisak Echobi. There is the Tzeisak Echobi to which we are accustomed, I mean according to the Shittas Hagenim and the Shittas Hagor, that after sunset it becomes Dinas Moshes, Sopik Kain, Sopik Lailo, and then 3/4 of the meal subsequent to it. So then it's Lailo Gomo, in other words about 25 minutes, I mean at our latitude, about 25 minutes, sometimes more, I mean, at most, 30 minutes, at most. So, after Shkir, at our latitude, but at the latitude of Yerushalayim, in Yemen Nisim the Tishrei, when it's an economic day, so then it's only at most, it is 80 minutes, at most, or 70 minutes, or even 40 minutes. So that's one Tzeisak Echobi. And then, according to Rav Netam and most Rishonim, that there are two Shkiyas. The one Shkiyah is the Shkiyah to which we are accustomed, that is called sunset, when the sun sets below the horizon. But there is a lot of daylight on the horizon. And then the other Shkiyah, that is the Shkiyah Rishonim. And the Shkiyah Shniyo is when astronomically speaking, what does it mean, Shkiyah Shniyo? Shkiyah Shniyo, you see, in terms of ruling, so it's 3 1/4 meal. 3 1/4 meal, 3 1/4 meal subsequent to Shkiyah Rishonim. But what, astronomically speaking, what happens at that moment? 3 1/4 meal, which is about 58 minutes subsequent to Shkia, to sunset. So then the whole horizon is dark. Like this, after the sunset, you could read a newspaper by the light of the sun, if you are sitting outside. But when it's already 58 minutes subsequent to Shkia, 3 1/4 meal, after Shkiyah Rishayno, then the whole horizon is dark, except the western horizon. And then when it's 72 minutes after Shkiyah, so then even the western horizon is dark. So the Shita of the Tour is, this Mishtishka Achamo means Seif Shkiyoso. Seif Shkiyoso, and that means Seisak Echobim. Seisak Echobim, there's the Shita Satur, the Mechaber also passes like that. And then there is the Shita of the Rashbo and the Ram, that it is the Tchilashkiye, but not Tchilashkiye Rishayno. The core point out, the Rashbo and the Ram, they say Mitzvah Nechanike Mishetishka Achamo means Tchilashkiye, but Tchilashkiye Shniyo. So that means about 58 minutes subsequent to sunset. These are the three sheets. Now, so there could have been another shite that it means Sopshkiye, Tzisak Chobim, but not the Tzisak Chobim of Rabbi Natan, which is Dalet Milin at the Shkiye, but the Tzisak Chobim of the Kol and the Gain, which is a three-fourths of the Mil at the Shkiye. There could have been, but I don't know of such a shite, because the Rambam shite is that it means Shkiye Rishayno, but from the Rambam it appears it means Tchilashkiye Rishayno, not sunset, not the Tzisak Chobim of Shkiyah Rishayno. Alright, so the Mechada Paskos like it too, that it means Seif Shkiyah, and the Bira Ago points out, it means the Sof Shkiyah Shniyah, not like the Rajbo and the Rami, who say it means Tchilah Shkiyah Shniyah. So, in Adlikin Lechanike Kedim Shetishka Hamo, Elohim Seif Shkiyoso, that means Dalet Milin about 72 minutes after Shkiyah, 72 minutes or 90 minutes, you see, when depending when Tzisak Echobim is. Now, one is apt to assume, to take it for granted, that if we say the two Shite, that it means Tzisak Echobim, and it means the Dalet Milin after Shkiyah Rishayno, so it's only a little bit of Shittas Admetam, that they are two Shkiyas. But according to the Shittas Agilin and the Shittas Ago, that there is no such thing as two Shkiyas, so then it certainly couldn't mean as Tzisak Echobim Dalet Milin after Shkiyah. So if Tzisak Echobim, if Mishetishka Achamo means Tzisak Echobim, it means three-fourths of the meal after Shkiyah. After Shkiyah Rishayno, but not after Shkiyah Shniyo, not 3/4 of the meal after Shkiyah Shniyo, which is Dalet Milin after Shkiyah Rishayno. So it's that couldn't be according to the Shittas Agilin. But it's not Mucha. It's possible, but it's not Mucha. True, the beginning don't talk of two Shkiyas. The Bir Agor doesn't talk of two Shkiyas. So it means that whereas according to Rav Natan, so the second sphere, when the whole horizon becomes dark except the western horizon, that's the significant sphere, that affects Benashmoshes. So according to the Gemini, Benashmoshes is affected after the first sphere. But there is such a thing, a certain moment, when the whole horizon becomes dark except the western horizon, that takes place about 58 minutes after Shkiyah. There is such a phenomenon. But in respect to the question of Yemen Lilo, according to the beginning, 53¼ mil after Shkiyah, when the whole horizon becomes dark, is not significant. It's not significant. It has no importance insofar as the transition from day and night is concerned. But in regard to Mechanike, so the reason as to why the Gemara says that Achamis Chachamim was wird die Chamika, die Lukasne Chamike, die ist nicht, die ist der Chamo. It does not depend upon the transition between day and night. The mitzvah of the Chamike is only in the night and not in the day. It could be in the day too. But in the day, there is daylight. Shragu b'tire maya aneh. I mean, when there is daylight, so the candle light, the oil light, doesn't give any light, any extra light, so in such a way that we should feel it. So maybe there is no mitzvah. But insofar as the question whether the mitzvah begins in the first sphere or the second sphere is concerned, so even if we don't accept the shita of Habnitam, that there are two shkias in respect to day and light, to yom and laila. But there is such a thing when the whole horizon is dark. So that might be significant in respect to Nechanike, that since Shraga B'tira Nayahane, so we have to light the Hanike candle when there is no daylight. So Mimele, even after the Shkia Rishena, and according to the gaining it's already been Ashmoshes, and even after 3/4 of the meal, subsequent to Shkia Rishena, when it's Laila Gomor, it's Laila Gomor, but maybe the mitzvah of Nechanike does not begin yet until it is completely dark. And that is when the horizon is completely dark. So in Eile, the Shita of the Tour, that Nechanike is at Tzitzak Chovin Dalet Mirim, is not necessarily based upon the Shita of the Tour that he passed like Abinatan. Even if the Tour passed like the Gaming, that it becomes Lilo 3/4 of the meal after Shkia, so it becomes Lilo. But the Hanike has to be lit when the horizon is completely dark. Otherwise, it's Shkade B'tire Mayane. So one is not Muchach from the other. However, you'll see from some Achtarim that they assume that the only reason is why the Tour says that the mitzvah of the Hanike is Dalet Mirim after Shkia, because the two pastors like Avnetam. But if we don't pastor like Avnetam, so then even if we say that Mishetishka Achama means safe Shkia, say it's a Chavim, but it means, according to Shitas Agini, so it means not Dalet Mirim after Shkia, but he falls of the Mirim after Shkia. But that's not Mucha. From some Achaim, you see that they assume that, they took it for granted. But it's not Mucha. Anyway, whatever it would be if the Tour had not passed like Avnetam, the fact is that the Tour passed like Avnetam, and the Tour certainly says that the mitzvah of Nechanike is Dalet Mirim after Shkia. And the Psak of the Mechaber is also like that. In Madlikim Nechanike, Kedem Shetishke Achamo, Ela in safety also, but that the Highness is at the Hovin, so then there is the Sumanise, because then the horizon is completely dark, and so then the candlelight is really sheds light. Leimeachin the Leimagin. Now, that's Loshna Gemara in Shabbos, I think that's Kopinu, but most Rishenim apply it like Rashi, Tesvet, Drosh, Avniyene, the Bir Aloha mentions the whole list of Rishenim. They assume that the expression in the Gemara, Uvachalu Yavdin Loi Acher, has reference to Shabbos, to Adlokas near Shabbos. The Rambam Shita is that the expression in the Gemara, Uvachalu Yavdin Loi Acher, has reference not to Shabbos, but to Chanukah. So, Alim Seish Gosol Loi Miachin Loi Magdin. ויש מי שאומר שאם הוא טעות יוכל להגדיל מפלג המנחו למיילו. If he's busy, so we're not talking about Friday. Friday everybody agrees that he can be madly after for a minha. Israel, yes, to be married to Israel. So, after for a minute, he can be married. But about a weekday. So, there is a shite that if a person is told, so he can be married after for a minute. Ubilvat shegitin b'shemen ha-shetzich l'regal nashu. But the Kima Mitzvah consists in lighting a candle that will be mitalsim b'nes. That means in no foil, it takes in no foil to light until the is kol regal nashu. Now you can ask the question, so how about today? So Shein say that this man had more, when was it kol regal nashuk? Half an hour after Tzitzakot. Now, what is a Chodim that everybody agrees? Half an hour after that is a Chodim of Rabbi Tam, of Dalad Milin of 72 minutes after Shkir, or 90 minutes after Shkir. Some Mele, if he's muddling because he's called early after Plaraminche, let's say he's muddling, let's say an hour before Shkir Rishino, but it's already after Plaraminche, because Plaraminche is an hour and a quarter before Shkia, so if somebody is muddled an hour before sunset, so then he has to put in enough oil so that it will burn for about 3 hours. Because assuming the Tzitzak Chodim Dalad Milin is 90 minutes, an hour and a half, and it has to burn until half an hour after Tzitzak Chodim. So that means 2 hours after Shkir. And he is Madrik an hour before Shkir. So it has to be daylight. He has to put in enough oil so that it will burn for 3 hours. Now, why half an hour? Because that's the way the Rishonim probably had the Kabbalah. That this man has out, so half an hour after Dalad Milin. So people already stopped going through the streets. So the question is, how about today? It's never called a regal nashuk. The whole night it's regal nashuk. So must he put in oil so that it will burn the whole night? No one does it. The only one who does it is my brother Rabbi Sheber. I mean, but he does it. But he himself, that's his own chumre, he doesn't pass it to others that they should do it. That's his own chumre. So apparently, if we say, the Gemara says, the mitzvah nechanike mishetishka hamo, achetich l'regal nashuk. What does it mean, achetich l'regal nashuk? So the Gemara in Shabbos has two lashonos. One lashon is, din le'adlik is madlik. Suppose he wasn't madlik mishetishka hamo, so until there are pedestrians walking in the street, so then he can be madlik. And the other lashon is that he has to put in enough oil so that it will last, the burning will last until it's colored enough. So, naturally, insofar as the lashon in the Gemara that Dilei Adlik Madlik is concerned, so that will vary from place to place and from time to time. So, now today, let's say in America, in all days, at least in the major towns, where there is a regularly a shuk a whole night, so in the Adlik, if he wasn't madlik, a Dalad Milin after Shkia, he can be madlik a whole night, even after midnight, there's no doubt. But insofar as the other lashon is concerned, that he has to put in enough shemen so that it will last until Hogot Regal Nashuk, so that's a constant, that is not a variable. According to one lashon, so the kol regal nashuk is available. According to the other lashon, the kol regal nashuk is a constant. Unless we say that in the Hanan, that today in the major cities in the United States where it's never kol regal nashuk the whole night, some mele has to put in enough oil so that it will last the whole night, but no one does it. My brother, so he benches Hanukkah and big candles in all the that burn the whole night, big candles, not an oil, because oil will not burn, I mean, for the whole night. So that way I have to say, יוכל הרדי, יוכל הרדי מתברמים חול המיילו, ובלבד שליטים בו שמן, אז שצריך לרגע משהו. That means until half an hour after shkir. Why half an hour? Because this man chazal, that was the limit of rego mashuk. So mele, that was the takonis chachamu. Shochach ho hizit, gelo yidlik, im shkir sachamo, madlik veheilech, madlik veheilech, ad shetich lerego mashuk. So that is the first lashon of the Gemara, that Chetishka Ashetzich L'Regel Mashuk means that he forgot to be madlik in the right time, so until it's called L'Regel Mashuk, he can still be madlik. That's the first lashon. So, and what he says of Bach Yitin B'Shemen Ashetzich L'Regel Mashuk, that's according to the second lashon of the Gemara. So, שהוא שוכח איזי והידליק עם שתי שחמו, מדליק והילה יחד שצריך לרגע מהשוק, שהוא כמו חוצי שור, שאוז או הום מעבר עם בישובים, ואי כפרסום הניסה. כאילו כך צורך ליטים בו שמן כזה עשיר. Now, I said before, that in so far as the first lotion is concerned, the first lotion is concerned, so it is a variable. So true, in this man Chazal it was Chotisho, but now it's a whole night. But still the Mechaber mentions Chotisho, because between the days of Chazal and the days of Mechaber, this didn't change. The lifestyle of the people didn't change as much as it changed from the days of the Mechaber to our days. צורך ליטין בו שמן כזה עשיר. So the מחבר says, he has to put in שמן, so that it will last, it will burn for half an hour. דין נוסים בו יסייר, so then יוכל יבייסו לאחר שבת והזמן. וכן יוכל להשתמש לאירו, because לאחר זה הזמן, because he was already מקיים במצווה. יש אמרים שבזמן הזה שמדליקים בפנים, in צורך לזוהי על הדליק חידים שצריך לרגע מהשוק. But this יש אמרים doesn't apply to us, because we are מדליק not בפנים but בחוץ. We put it on the windowsill, and that can be seen by all the people who live across the street. So across the street, assuming that somebody lives on high floor, it still can be seen by the people who live across the street on the same level, But this man of the Ramo and his Kusheni, so then they want madlik so that there will be a heker, a person in Lise for other people, because in the street of Pesach, Ba'al Pesach, Achotzea, they couldn't, because of the grain, they couldn't do that. And the windows didn't face the street. The windows faced the courtyard. So there was no Pesumenise. So then they had to be madlik inside, and the Pesumenise was for the nearby. In Tzorch Lahadze, in Yishan Shimana Zesh Madlikim Bifnim, in Tzorch Lizeh Lahadze Kirin Shitzif Reg Mashu. And Mikol Mokin, Teif Lizeh Adam Bizman Hazeh. Miu, Hane Mila Lechatchile. אבל אם עוד הזה הזמן ולא הדליק, is madlik ve'ilik כל הלילה. So, is madlik כל הלילה. ואם עוד הזה כל הלילה ולא הדליק, אין לי תשלום. But the Mechaber's days, it wasn't רגע משוק, whole night. And still he says the Eved, if he wasn't madlik within the time, let's say half an hour, if it's like a hobby, after Dalai Milin, so then he should be madly kol alayim. Now, why is that? Today, it's very simple, because it's not a kol alayim mashuk, but in the days of Mechaber, it was kol alayim mashuk, half an hour after, so why is the Eved is madly? Anyway, so there are two reasons. One reason is the reason the case is mentioned in Shabbos. because they are foolish in it. In the Gemara, what does it mean? Mitas nechaneke mishetishka achama atetich l'regamashe. So the first lashon in the Gemara in Shabbos is he le'aglik madre. And the second lashon is he should put in no oil. In no oil, so that it will last until its color regamashe. Some male sins they are too shameless, some male the humret. So we have to be machmir like both the shameless. Some male the humret. So even if it's already color regamashe, it's already more than half an hour to the second. So it still has to be mad. Because maybe the chat in the Gemara to Tzich Regam Nashuv is not that he ever he should do it only until it's called Regam Nashuv. The ever he should do it the whole night. But maybe because and the chat in Tzich Regam Nashuv is he has to put in enough oil so that it will burn until half an hour of his account. But so far as the fear to be madlik, in case he wasn't madlik in the proper time, so he can be madlik the whole night. So that's tasteless, yeah. Then the Rajbo says something like, the Rajbo and the Ram and Shabbat, they say something like, that by Neir Hanukkah there are two aspects. One mitzvah is to be madlik the Hanukkah in order to be nipasim in it. Now this is only shayach as long as there is regam nashuk. But if it's called regam nashuk, so then it's not shayach to be nipasim in it. For whom will you be nipasim in it? Nipasim in it, let's say, if he lights it so late that no passersby, no pedestrians, and the nearby are also asleep, so for whom will be the person on it? But then the Rashi says there is another aspect in the Hanukkah. Since the Nes occurred with the Menorah of the Beis Hamikdash, so Menorah the Chachamim are misaken, apart from person on it. Zecher Menorah the Mikdash to be madlik every night Hanukkah in Neir, because in the Neir in Midor, so he had to light every day. So he had to light every day. So Zecher in the Neir in Midor, we have to be madlik in Neir Hanukkah, Zecher, even without the Samis. So Neir, if lay adlik, so then the Rashi says he has to be madlik. Not only because maybe the Allah of the chat is like the second law in the Gemara, that Ashetishka Acha, I mean Ashetich Reg Mashuk means he has to put in enough oil so that it will burn until it's called Reg Mashuk. No, because even according to the second law, the first law, that Ashetich Reg Mashuk means Dilei Adlik Madlik. So that's for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of person in Israel. But there is another mitzvah of Zeichel Lemeir the Migdosh. Some Meile, that doesn't depend upon Pios Manes, even without Pios Manes. So we have to be madlik in Meire, in Meir Hanukkah, as to commemorate the Meir in the Migdosh that was lit every night, even without Pios Manes. Near Hanimir Hatkhile, Abel Mother the Asman Lehidlik, Madhuhir Kalalaila. In Oda Kalalaila of Lehidlik, Emi Tashlum, Uvelelis Acheres, Yadlik Mishob Neodom, Af Official Lehidlik Bolishan.
The Fresh Iron Gimel.
Silas Acheres Lehidlik. Kolashmoni Vab Silas Acheres Lehidlik. ואף על פי שאין השמונים נמשוכים אחר פסילה ואינוי אמיס ליופה באיסן הפסילס ויסיין למישנה מה מדליקים במה מדליקים האם מדליקים מדליקים בלחת ובחיסן ובחלך ובזזעידו ובחביבו ובריקה של מים ובזפס ובשבו ובשבקית So, why is there are certain oils and there are certain weeks that cannot be used for Hadlokas Ner Shabbos. Why? Because they don't produce a good fire, and the shemen is not nimshach after the week, and the flame is a jumping flame. So mele we are gazing here that shemoyate, let's say it will start jumping and he will not have good light, so he will forget and he will be mate. So the shaili is, how about all these weeks and the shmoni that cannot be used for Shabbos because if they don't result in good fire, can they be used for Nechan? So it's a machlekes nigmor in Shabbos. What is the machlekes Torah? The question is whether Nechanike is mutar lishtamish leo. If we say Nechanike is mutar lishtamish leo, so then he might be motivated to be mechaber neir, to be mechaber neir, because it doesn't produce a good fire to be mishtamish for its light. But if we say mechanike is also mishtamish leiro, so we don't have becheishes less to be tempted to be mechaber neir, because what does he lose? He cannot be mishtamish leiro anyway. Now we pass on like the mandoma that mechanike is also mishtamish leiro, so mele it's mutar to use all oils and all shmoni, because even though these oils and these shmoni produce a jumping flame, but he's not going to be tempted to change it, because he's not losing anything by the fact that he doesn't produce a good fire. He cannot be mishtamish leiro anyway. So this is what the Mechaber says. Our shmoni nutziles k'sherim v'nechanike v'af al pishin am shmoni nimshochin achar psilo v'inei amis l'yope deis an apsilis and kim psan jumping. So, but there is no choshe lest he'll try to be mechabed, because he doesn't lose anything anyway. He cannot use the mishtamish leiro anyway. Umil shemen zayis mitzvah min amufro. Imen shemen zayis mochu mitzvah bishmonim sheiron zach dinoki. Vineyadim yinzelu lehadlik vineyar shol shavo. A wax candle. Keiron tzoluk mishem. So he says that v'afilu b'lil Shabbos shebisech v'mechanike is mutar lehadlik v'mechanike. Hashmonim v'apsilei sheosho lehadlik b'em v'neir Shabbos. Because we don't have to be geizer shemo yechabe, so he'll be mechuyev chatos, he'll forget him in mechabe, because since he's also lishtamish leiro, why should he be tempted to be me'ate? I mean, he can't use the fire anyway, it's only the mitzvos. V'afilu b'lil Shabbos shebisech v'mechanike mutar lehadlik v'mechanike hashmonim v'apsilei שעושה להדליק בין ישבס. אם אין עיני סיין, בני רק ידנשי או מצפוס. So, the יישא הרבים משתמש לאירו applies only to a מרחניקה that has not as yet burned half an hour. But if the מרחניקה has already burned for half an hour and is already mekayim the mitzvah, so after that, so he's allowed to be mishtamish leiro. Lifi, so now it's a hemshach of the mechaber. The mechaber said, kol hashmoni v'apsilis k'sher mechanike, v'af al pi, she'in hashmoni nimshochin achar apsilo, v'nirmis l'yopet b'izn apsilis, v'afilo b'l Shabbos, the mechaber is mamshich, שבסך מחניקה מותר להדליק בני חניקה השמונים והפסילי שעושה להדליק בני שבס לפי why is it מותר? Why is it also on Shabbos? And and Hanukkah it's muter because on Shabbos, the near Shabbos is used for Ishtamshes. That's the purpose of the near Shabbos. So Mele, there is Xeira. If it doesn't produce a good fire, so then he might be Mimate. But here it's also to be Ishtamish Leo. If it's also Ishtamish bin Hanukkah, bein the Shabbos, bein the Chel. But he will live the Kmois, will be Mason Leo also. After Tashmi Shal Gdusho, to gain real made Leo also. In other words, the Yeshmi Shematia, the Tashmi Shal Gdusho. So there are 2 days. Now one day is the Shite that the Tur mentions in the name of the Rosh, and it's also the Shite of the Ram, that it's also Ishtamish Leiro, not only Tashmish al Chayr, but even Tashmish al Mitzvah, he is not allowed to be Ishtamish Lechan. Let's say he wants to learn, he wants to look into his Sefer by the light of the Chanukah, he's not allowed. And that's the Shite of the Rosh and the Ram. And the Shita of the Balaito, the Torah mentions the name of the Balaito, that the Tashmish al Mitzvah is Mita. Now what's the Machlekes? The Machlekes is whether the Yisr of being Ishtamish Lenechanike is the general Yisr of not being made Bizoi in a Chepzesh al Mitzvah, that the source of that Aloche is the Posit Ugabe Kiso Adam, the Shofach Techiso, so if somebody is Shechet Echai and Mei, so the Aloche is in Mechuyet to be Mechase B'dam. So the Torah says, the Shofach Techiso, Shalu Yechase B'regel, he cannot do it with his foot, because that's not a respectful way of doing the mitzvah. So that's the general Isa that applies to the Mechanity. If it is because we are not allowed to be made in a Gizoyim in a Chetesh al Mitzvah. So, in the Mele, it will follow like the Balito that a Tashmish al Mitzvah, a Tashmish al Kusho, that's not a Gizoyim, that's not a Gizoyim, so it should be Mutter. But the Ran says in Shabbos that by Chanukah, by Chanukah there is a special Halacha. Besides the general din of the Shofach Techiso, Shalo Yechase Deregel, one is not allowed to be made Kiminyan Bizoyin in any Chetzer Mitzvah. So, whether it's a Mechanikeh or a Lulev and an Esrit, so there is a special Yisr of not being Mishtamish Leiro. As we say in Haneris Halolo Kedeshe. What kind of Kedeshe? Since when is it Kedesh, the Mechanike? The Sefaram says that, I mentioned it already, that in Havlokas Mechanike, in the Rajba also, there are 2 aspects. One aspect is to be Madlik in Mechanike in order to be Mithalsim, the Nes of Mechanike. But then there is another aspect of Seichel Lenigdosh, Leneosh Lenigdosh, inasmuch as the Nes occurred with the Meneer in the Migdosh, because the Meneer in the Migdosh so miraculously burned for 8 days when there was only enough Shemen to burn for 1 day. So Mele the Chachonim or Misake, that in the Shminas in the Chanukah we should commemorate the Meneer in the Migdosh, the Meneer in the Migdosh, and we have to be Madlik. And Rashba says that even after it's called a regal nashuk, and the Me'abayis are also asleep, so the Rashba says in Shabbos, so it's mechuyev to be madlik, not misatfis on Mise, but mitzad zeichal migdosh, the Me'er in the Migdosh. So Me'er the Ram says, even itashmi shal mitzvah, so it's not a gizoyim, but here, in as much as it is a zeichal in Me'er the Migdosh, so Aniris Halolu Kedeshen, so Mele, in the Meir and Migdosh, we are not allowed to be Ne'ene. So Mele, here too, in the Chanukah, in the Rabbonon, we are not allowed to be Ne'ene. So even in Tashmish Ol Kusho, we are not allowed to be Ne'ene. So B'yesh Mishematia, den Tashmish. Schalkusho, den Neagin, Lei Hadlik, Neoneset, Chideish in Bistamish Leheiro, Yie Leheir Hanei Ayoneset, Shueisei Shehud Lakache, Ein Chenu Miroche Tzas, Ein Isho Neiris Mitzvah. In other words, in order to avoid being Mishtamish Leheiro, so there is a minhag to be madlik an extra neir. So mainly, if he will be mishtamish, it will be by the light of the extra neir, not by the light of the neir chanike. And he should set it up a little away from the nearest chanike. So he'll know. When dine seilu in neirag in lehesi, rak miyach etzlon ha-shamosh, sheboi madlik ha-neiris. You are the faith. Yesh la seisei, yeser oruch mishir neiris. So in other words, there will always be a heker to distinguish the mechanic. Shimbol yishtamish, yishtamish leisimeir. In yisaret mechanic or osea, anoye vishon iris, at lecho de elef li botol, da ve dobo shalminye. So, mele is a dobo choshuv, it's sold by number, so not by ene. So mele is a dobo choshuv, so it's not botol, at lecho de elef. Elo Yadlik Miatarubes Kokach, suppose it was Minisari, so Yadlik Miatarubes Kokach, Shebivada in Nershal Heter, Delik in Nershal Iser, the Oz Mutali Stamish Etzlon. In other words, if one Nershal Iser Losa Vanoye was Nisari with two, so then he should be madlik more than one. He'll be madlik two. So one neir is certainly heter, because only one neir shel iser was misari. So then we can be tele, since it's a rabbanon, so he can be tele and say that the other one is also shel heter. Hadlok is a mitzvah, lefichoch in kofso, kedem, shobal zmano, eini zokoklo, vatul kofso be'arav Shabbos, kedem kabole Shabbos, shadayin hum beyein, eini zokoklo, vichayin in lacha shidliko, borisakno, vikibois of ishegei, eini zokoklo. So in other words, there is a machlekes in Gemara, whether Hadloke is a mitzvah or Hanoche is a mitzvah. So we passing that as Hadloke is a mitzvah. It is the Hadloke l'shem Yechaniki that is Kedeya as a Yechaniki, and not that they're setting it up. In other words, suppose a Cheresh to the cotton would be madriket, and then a Godel would place it on the windowsill so it will not be good. Because since the Cheresh in the Kotno was madriket, so it was kibayet, not as a chepze of mitzvah, as a nechanik. Here there is something remarkable in the Loshon of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, he paskins kopso eini zokoklo. In other words, he put in enough oil so that it will burn for half an hour. But somehow, it was extinguished. Not that he put in insufficient oil, then he's not the kind of it. But if he put in enough oil so that it should burn Tavanach, but somehow it blew out, so he's not mechuyev to relight it again. So kopsin zokla, if look, that has nothing to do with the shilin, whether hadloke is in mitzvah or hanoche is in mitzvah. It's another shilin. But from the Chabas Loshen, it's mashma, that the only reason as to why Kopsa is in his Zokot law, because Hadloki is Eise Mitzvah. So Mele, as long as he was Madriket, when it was in a situation to burn for half an hour and then it was extinguished, so he doesn't have to relight it again. Bim Reitze Lahachmi Alatzmi, Bilaza Ladliko, in Livor. Neo Shal Cheres, if the lamp is of earthenware, so that's most. Shehidu vigoy vay lachas nasi yoshin, and then it becomes already most. ואין מדליקים בלילה אחרס, אל ריקי החדושים בכל לילה, ואין אין לי אלו יושם, מסיקי בכל לילה בעיר. In order that it shouldn't look old, because if it looks old, then it's most. The near shall not rest, so it doesn't become most as a result of using it. The near shall not rest in Tzoy Chodosh. We shall schuchi, so we shall heres, mechuse, so then it's not most, so dinik matresh. In Cheshishi, in Yipsileis, Lachlifon, Achetichle. In other words, suppose a certain week was used, so he can use it again. He can use it again. Why? Because that doesn't involve a bizoy mitzvah. Adrabe is so it singes more. If something was used once, if a week was used once, and then it was extinguished, then when you relight it again, when you relighted it, so it burns better. So it's not the Israeli Shal Mitzvah. So in Cheshishin, the Psyla is like 3-4 matches. We start in Simen Tov Reisha in Dalet. Now I just want to mention as an introduction to this Simen, the Sugi in Shabbos, of base. So the Gemara mentions in Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav Omar, Ein Madlikin Mineir Lineir. You cannot be Madlik one Neir from the other Neir. Ushmuel Omar Madlikin. You can be Madlik one Neir from the other Neir. Now, the Gemara has a Shaile. What's the term of the one who says Ein Madlikin? So one alternative is Mishum Bizu Mitzvah, because if you are Madlik one Neir from the Neir Chanukah, so it's a disrespect to the Mitzvah of Chanukah. And the other explanation is Mishum Akhusha Mitzvah. In other words, you take away some of the energy of the fire from the Neir Chanukah. What's Nafkemine? If we say that the Tam of Rav is because of Bizu Mitzvah, some Mele, so then it's only Muter. So if we say that the Tam of Rav is Mishum Bizu Mitzvah, so it's only Oser, when it's through the medium of the Neir Shel Chayot. In other words, if you take, you have a shamash, it's not an Neir Shel Chanukah, and you are Madlik, and you want to get fire on the shamash in order to light other Neir Shel Chanukah. So you take the shamash, and you take the light, you are Madlik, the shamash, from the Neir Chanukah, and then with the shamash, you light the second Neir Chanukah. Then it's a Bizu Mitzvah. But if you are Madlik directly the second Neir Chanukah from the first Neir Chanukah, then it's not Bizu Mitzvah. But if we say that the Tam of Rav is because of Hakhusha Mitzvah, so even being Madlik the second Neir Chanukah directly from the first Neir Chanukah is also. So the Mechaber says as follows: Madlikin Neir Chanukah Mineir Chanukah V'davke Lehadlik Zeh Mizeh B'lo Yemtzoi Avo Mizeh Lo Zeh Al Deneir Shel Chayil Oseh. So the Beragila explains that the Mechaber Paskins like Rav, and the Mechaber Paskins like Rav, that Ein Madlikin Mineir Lineir, but the Tam of Rav is Mishum Bizu Mitzvah. So Mimele, when is it Bizu Mitzvah? If you use a Neir Shel Chayil, then it's not a respect to the Neir Chanukah to be Madlik, let's say, the Shamash, a Neir Shel Chayil from the Neir Chanukah, even though the purpose is to use it again, the Shamash, in kindling a second Neir Chanukah. So it's a Bizu Mitzvah. But to be Madlik, the second Neir Chanukah, directly from the first Nechanike, then he doesn't involve any Bizu Mitzvah. So the Mechaba says, Madliki Nechanike mi Nechanike, di dapkel hadlik ze mi ze belo yom tzoy, avon mi ze li ze al dinir shal chayil osa. And the tam is, because the Mechaba passes like Rav, that in Madliki, uchimando ma mishum Bizu Mitzvah, rosh bishem ori, vechim kosvah.